guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you. Finish off. Coach Cole.
Hey there, I'm Coach Curl, and welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. In today's episode, we're tackling a challenge that many leaders face, and that is about how to align your team with organizational objectives. How to align your team with organizational objectives. Misalignment is one of the biggest obstacles to organizational success. When teams aren't clear on what it is that they're working towards, or the reason why they're working towards that, it leads to inefficiency, frustration, and heaps of missed opportunities. So let's explore how you as a leader can ensure that your team is fully aligned with your organization's goals. So why is alignment critical? Alignment is about more than just getting everyone on the same page. It's about creating synergy. And here's why it's essential. It creates a clarity of purpose. When teams understand how their work contributes to the broader organizational objectives, they're more focused and they're more motivated. It leads to efficient execution. So alignment reduces wasted effort. Teams spend less time working on tasks that don't matter and more time driving impact and results. And number three, it creates stronger engagement. Employees who see the bigger picture feel a deeper connection to their work and their organization's success. Without alignment, even the best strategies fall apart because no one is pulling in the same direction. So let's dive in and work through how you can foster alignment within your team. A, communicate the bigger picture. We want to be really clear when we're articulating the organization's mission, vision, and their goals. Break these down into priorities and show your team how their work fits into the framework. We need to set clear expectations. We need to, once again, we clarify expectations with goals, and we use the SMART goal-setting framework: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Ensure that each of your team members understands what success looks like in their role and how their efforts contribute to the organizational goals. Encourage two-way communication. Alignment isn't a one-way street, right? We know this. Create opportunities for your team to ask questions, provide feedback, and share concerns if they have them. So doing regular team check-ins or strategy discussions will really help create that two-way environment, that two-way communication environment. We want to reinforce alignment regularly. Alignment isn't a once and done. It's not a cookie cutter. We do it once, and it's got to be something that we do on a regular basis. Reinforce it through consistent communication updates and reminders. And we do this during team meetings or our one-on-ones that we're having with our team. And finally, within the embedding it, we want to empower autonomy where we can within the alignment. So while alignment is critical, micromanaging it is not the answer. Can I say there's very few times where micromanagement is the answer? Very few. I acknowledge that there are some times where we need to micromanage. But aligning your team to organizational objectives is not one of them. Give teams the autonomy to innovate and find the best ways to achieve the objectives. They will surprise you, no doubt, with some of the ways they will do that. So, as a leader, aligning your team with organizational objectives isn't just about communication. It's about creating clarity, fostering collaboration, and reinforcing purpose. This week, what I want you to do is take a moment to reflect. Is your team fully aligned with the organization's goals? If not, use the steps that we've just talked about to get everyone pulling in the same direction. As always, follow the link in the show notes for your activity worksheet from this episode. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Today's Leader podcast. Remember to follow that link in the show notes for the activity sheet on today's podcast. Alignment is the glue that holds your strategy together and keeps your team focused on what truly matters. Now, if this episode gives you actionable insights, please share it with a fellow leader and let's continue our purpose of building tomorrow's best leaders today. Until next time, keep clear and maintain your purpose. I'll see you later.